So watching that video reminded me of when I was young. About 250 years ago, I joined the Hare Krishna movement. Anyway, we were all young like that in America, and that was the spirit. And it just brought back to me, you know, the old spirit of what I experienced years and years ago. I was part of the second traveling Sankirtan party in the United States, and we went out and distributed Srila Prabhupada's hardbound books door to door, like you're seeing here, and in the shopping centers and the malls. And we would go on traveling Sankirtan for... We'd leave at 8 o'clock in the morning. It was even more intense than the old view. And we'd come back at 9 o'clock at night. And we lived in a van. We didn't come back to the temple. Actually, we refused to come back to the temple because we thought the temple was Maya. But in this case, the temple is Krishna conscious. But anyway, so we were afraid of coming back into the temple because we were afraid that we'd be captured by the temple authorities. So we just stayed out on the road distributing books. And the only time we actually came back to the temple was at about 10 o'clock at night to pick up more books. And then we left at 3 o'clock in the morning before Mangal Arati. So that was our enthusiasm. So I'm reminded of those particular days. So, of course, we know that this is the most pleasing activity. As mentioned by Krishna in the Gita, no one is more dear to me than he who preaches Krishna consciousness, who presents or explains this Bhagavad Gita to others. And we know from Srila Prabhupada's instructions that if we want to please him, we have to engage in this preaching activity. One time Prabhupada was asked by a devotee. Devotee asked him, "I want your lotus feet, Prabhupada." And Prabhupada said, "My lotus feet are always moving. So you got to get moving." That's why Prabhupada called it the Hare Krishna movement. He didn't call it the Hare Krishna Society, Hare Krishna religion, Hare Krishna club. He called it the Hare Krishna movement because it's always moving. Because the whole idea is that if one is engaged in spiritual life, a natural consequence or byproduct of engaging in spiritual life is compassion. And a natural consequence is the spiritual vision or the vision of how people in this material world are suffering, and that we have the ability, we have the method to help them. Of course, it's not coming from us, it's coming from the disciplic succession and ultimately his divine grace, Srila Prabhupada. So we actually have the power to help someone, and if we just stand back and don't do anything, then actually we are irresponsible. Because people's destination is unsure, or maybe it's sure, it is sure in a bad way. So if you see someone suffering and you don't act to help them, that means something's wrong with you. I mean, even, let me give you the example of devotees who were putting on a Rath Yatra in Australia one time. They were decorating the cart, making the canopy. Canopy is the cloth that goes on top of the cart, Rath Yatra cart. And then next door to where they were making the cart, the building caught fire. So there was a fire, and people were stuck on the third floor of the building. Some ladies were stuck on the third floor of the building. And they were out on the window ledge, you know, outside the window, because the fire was coming in. They couldn't go down the stairs. And they were crying, "Help, help, save us." And the fire brigade was not there. But the devotees were there. One of my godbrothers, Ramai Swami, was there. And they were thinking, what could we do? In other words, there was the impetus, understanding how someone was in danger. There was the impetus, enthusiasm to try to do something. So then they ran into where the ladies were stitching the cloth to go over the Rath Yatra cart, the canopy, and they grabbed the cloth from them, and they all went outside the building, and they had about 10 devotees holding the cloth and said, "Jump, jump." And so, Imagine doing that. And the ladies said, oh my God, there's those Hare Krishna devotees on the ground. Maybe they want me to go back to Godhead a little sooner. So they jump, jump, jump. And so finally, the lady is, okay, Hare Krishna. She didn't say Hare Krishna. But anyway, she jumped off the ledge, and the devotees caught her. And second one jumped off the ledge, and devotees caught her also. So that's a natural inclination when you have that realization that someone's in danger, isn't it? Because when Prabhupada heard the story and read the newspaper article, there was a newspaper article, the Hare Krishnas save people from a burning fire. Prabhupada said, this is very good. So, of course, we understand that the material nature, divineshi yajale, judaiti na koina upai, as mentioned by Narottamadas Thakur, this material nature is on fire. There is a blazing fire. And that fire, of course, is the time factor. There's karma, and so many reactions that people will have to suffer. So we have to save people. We hold out that net. And that net is the holy name, are the holy names and the instructions, the Vedic literatures. And of course, as you all know, the book distribution is called the Brihat Murdanga. In other words, it gets the holy names and Krishna into everyone's heart and everyone's house. So I'll tell you an interesting story that illustrates to me how important book distribution is, or is to Prabhupada and was to Prabhupada. And this is a personal story. Actually, I have several personal stories about Prabhupada, but let's just tell one. Or maybe I'll tell two. So, once upon a time, many, many years ago, before any of you were born, I was a temple president, like Ananta, but younger than him. He's quite old. So, I was in my 20s. How old are you? Okay. So you get the idea. I was in my 20s. So we arranged a Sankirtan marathon. Actually, I roll both stories together. We arranged a Sankirtan marathon in the temple I was temple president of, which was in Caracas, Venezuela, South America. And we had this projection because, you know, as Vaisheshika says that, you know, goals are powerful, right? You make a goal and you meet the goal. So, and we made the projection that we would distribute 30,000 Bhagavad Gita's in 1 month. Hardbound Bhagavad Gita's in 1 month in the city of Caracas. And so what happened is we challenged this other Sankirtan party called the Radha Damodar Party. Some of you may have read, you know, probably Lamrita, read about these things. And the Radha Damodar Party was headed up by someone named Tamal Krishna Maharaj. Anyone's heard of him before? He was quite a powerful personality, to say the least. Actually, the devotees used to call him Hot Tamale. Anyway, you don't know what that means. That's a Mexican dish. Anyway, he was powerful. And so they had this group of like seven or eight buses, you know, big buses crisscrossing the United States distributing Srila Prabhupada's books. So I challenged them to the Sankirtan Marathon because Prabhupada very much liked these competitions. Prabhupada actually said that whoever distributed the most books, he would go and stay in that temple. So you can understand that Prabhupada's going to stay here because of all the books you all distributed. So anyway, so we challenged him along with Mexico. We actually had two temples challenging this whole Radha Damodar party. And every day, we'd call him up on the phone and tell him how many books we did. He would get angrier and angrier, which is good. And that's transcendental. Actually, if you want to overcome things like lust, anger, greed, illusion, envy, then you just engage them in Krishna's service. It's very interesting. It's true. Competition, you know, instead of watching some stupid soccer game, sorry if I'm offending anybody, like in America, this time of year, we have these American football games. Everybody's watching who's going to win. Who cares? It's just like a bunch of gorillas. Isn't it like monkeys attacking each other, you know? It's useless. So instead of watching something like that, then you have competition for Krishna. And you get angry. Well, I can do better than you. But the anger is not based upon envy. It's based upon competition. You know, this is what they do in the spiritual world. There's different parties of gopis that are competing to please Krishna. So Prabhupada, he said very much, I like this competition. Prabhupada, that was Prabhupada's own statement. I like this competition. So we challenged them, and you know, some days he won, some days we won. At the end of the month, we won. And Prabhupada looked at Tamal Krishnamurti and says, he does not like to lose. Because he was very upset. But it was transcendental. You know, we're all friends. It's chivalrous. You understand? Chivalry is one of the rasas, the indirect rasas. So any of these different attachments that you have in this world can be engaged in Krishna's service. You want to be a hero? Okay, be a hero. Distribute a lot of books. You're a real hero. I was watching the heroes on the video there. So we defeated him. So then I went to see Prabhupada and declare my victory. So I said, you want to be proud of your victory. That's all right. So I was with Prabhupada in Mayapur in his room. And the devotees were talking to Prabhupada about different things, building temples. Prabhupada was saying, okay, very nice, very nice, very nice. And then finally I said to Srila Prabhupada, we distributed, I believe it was 35,000 that month. And I'll explain, let me explain how I did it. Oh, we did it. No, I didn't do it. I just ate prasadam the whole month. But in Venezuela, there's buses, like you have buses here. I don't know if you ever want to try that here. But the devotees would go on the bus, and they'd hand out a book to everybody on the bus. And that, not for free. They would make an announcement. You know, we're monks, just like you made an announcement. We're monks, and we have this spiritual knowledge about yoga or whatever. And we're just asking for a little contribution. And they'd go around to everybody, and most people would give a donation or give the book back, but 99% of people gave a donation. So they distributed one box of books for every bus. Wow. And so I had arranged, like, people would, the devotees would stockpile books all around the city. So they'd get off the bus, grab it from the stock that was in someone's store. We made a lot of friends in the store. Grab it from the storehouse, get back on the next bus, and do the same thing. And then we also had, in those days they had things called walkie-talkies, which before cell phones. You know, walkie-talkies. Hello, Krishna One. How many books do you need? Okay, I'm out of books. Like that. So, and so we kept the devotees supplied, and finally at the end of the month we did 35,000. So I explained to Prabhupada, I said, we distributed 35,000 of your hardbound Bhagavad Gita's in 1 month. And that was in Spanish language, of course. And Prabhupada's eyes opened wide. You could see he was, wow, extremely pleased. And they said, and then I pointed out the top distributor happened to come to India with me. His name was Ramanuj. And I said, he distributed 10,000 of those Gita's by himself. I mean, unbelievable personality. So Prabhupada's eyes opened even wider. Practically, Prabhupada said, wow. You never hear Prabhupada do that often. You know, he didn't say, wow. And Prabhupada looked at him and said, he has the mercy of Krishna. And when he said that, I got envious. Because I was a temple president, you know. Don't I get all the credit? you know, here I am, Prabhupada, you know. It's me, you know. So, anyway, so Prabhupada understood what I was thinking without me. I didn't say that, obviously, that I'm great, the temple president. It's all mine. So many books are mine today, so many more. Anyway, so, quote from the Bhagavad Gita. So, the Prabhupada said, he turned around and looked at all of us and he said, well, you all have the mercy of Krishna. But then, just to make a final point, Prabhupada said, but it's just like the gopis, they're considered the highest. So, then I understood, you know, this devotee got the mercy of Srila Prabhupada for distributing books. So that's, to me, that illustrated how dear book distribution was. And another, you know, actually another story. Another time I was with Prabhupada, and the devotees had just decorated the Los Angeles temple and spent a lot of money on decorating it. You know, marble everywhere. They had dancers on the ceiling. Not real dancers, you know, like statues of ladies dancing. I said, this is not a place for sannyasi. Anyway, so they had dancers, everything. You know, real decorative. And first thing when Prabhupada comes into the temple, because this is the first time Prabhupada saw the temple, he said, my spiritual master said, if you ever get any money, print and distribute books, even if you have to sell the marble from the temples. And so the devotees were actually showing off the new temple. Not to say the new temple was wrong or bad or anything like that. It was very nice. But Prabhupada was emphasizing the importance of book distribution. Because when there's book distribution, preaching of Krishna consciousness, automatically everything comes. Lakshmi will always be there. Whatever you need will be there, as Krishna says in the Gita, when ananyas chintayanto mam ye janak paripasate desham satadyuktanam. For one who is completely dedicated to ananyas chintayanto mam, and what does dedicated to Krishna mean? To actually please Krishna by spreading Krishna consciousness, then ye janak paripasate yogakshema hamiham, then I will always give him what he needs. Another experience I had in that regard was in the early days of the movement, we were out on Sankirtan distributing Srila Prabhupada's books and we didn't have enough money to pay the rent for the temple. Many devotees tell stories like this. We didn't have any money. The rent for the temple was $350, some small amount like that. And so we just went out and distributed Prabhupada's books, and then some stranger comes up to us and hands us an envelope with $350. And then he disappears. I said, where'd you go? And that was the exact amount for the rent. So you see that Krishna provides. He carries what you lack and preserves what you have if you engage in this activity of sharing something, of understanding what a great wealth you have, what a great responsibility you have, what a great duty you have, a great compassion you have to help others. So today I'm actually very happy to be here. You know, you made my year. And I want a copy of that video so I can show other devotees. And this devotee Vaisheshika has actually inspired devotees around the world to distribute books. We had this Chris Marathon in the small temple that I have. We had like 65 devotees go on Sankirtan. And all outside devotees. This is all congregation devotees. And they did quite well. And another thing I want to mention too is that one thing I noticed, that the winners of the Sankirtan Marathon here were the ladies, right? I know the men don't like me mentioning this. They're pretty upset. You know, I'm sorry about it. Apologize that the ladies won. So the big... It's true, isn't it? You going to read the scores, or who is the biggest distributor? Okay. So Sankirtan, the process of book distribution is completely off of the bodily platform. And Prabhupada actually said about the ladies distributing books, he says they should be like lions on the chase, and lambs at home. But Prabhupada was very pleased by the ladies distributing Krishna consciousness that way. And we used to have a competition. That's one other story. When I was managing so many Sankirtan parties in the past. One time I was temple president in Miami. I've been temple president in so many places. So I was in Miami, Florida, and we had two teams, a men's team and a women's team. And we pitted them against each other. And we told the ladies that they could leave any time in the morning to go on Sankirtan. So they would leave before Mangal Arati. And the men would come to Mangal Arati and say, "Where's the women?" And I said, "You shouldn't be concerned about women. You're supposed to be brahmacharis." "What are you looking at the women for?" I said, "Well, they went on Sankirtan." And they said, "Why didn't you tell us?" And they got real angry, ran out in the middle of Mangal Arati, got in the bed, and went on Sankirtan. So there's always this, like, wonderful, feisty, you know, competitive, even angry. So it's all your emotions are actually engaged. And then there's no more Maya. You don't have to worry about negating Maya. You know, sometimes people think, well, how can I overcome this attachment, that attachment, that? No, you engage all those attachments in Krishna's service. Isn't it? Utsahan nishye dariyat tata karma vartana. Enthusiasm and determination. All engaged in Krishna's service. Yeah, you like to fight? Fight for Krishna. Prabhupada said that preaching is the kshatriya mood, is in the kshatriya mood. And Prabhupada himself said, even before, when he was very sick, right before he was getting ready to leave the planet, he says, "Let me die on the battlefield like Arjuna." That was Prabhupada's mood. So we should be enthusiastic like that. Okay? So, is that right, Ananta? And of course, we want to thank Ananta for all the organization and Lee Govinda and all the devotees behind the scenes in our congregation who has done the sponsoring of books to be given out, right? So you had a lot of books that were sponsored by the congregation. Am I right about that? Like Ita Jayanti type of thing. So everybody worked together. It's a team. Team spirit. Some people go out, some people assist, some people cook, some people manage. But as Prabhupada said, like the Indian railway system, you just keep the wheels turning. Everybody's contributing in some way or other. So we want to thank everybody who contributed and did such a wonderful job. So, thank you very much. All glorious to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.